start. As Chairman Brad Holton, present is Commissioner Van Beek. Commissioner Brooks is at a Southwest District Health Board meeting. We have a 11:30 agenda item, and it is the fiscal 2027 budget workshop for the coroner's office. So with that, we'll let you start.
Mr. Chair, Commissioner Van Beek, thank you. Where would you like me to start on the narrative? Do you want to talk through accomplishments, or do you just want to go straight to revenues and down the line?
Just touch on accomplishments for the people that are totally unplugged into what's happening in your office.
Okay. So at the end of 2025, beginning of 2026, we have significantly improved our development and initiatives with public health. We we've initiated pair career-focused education that's critical with public awareness projects. These include safe infant sleep practices, suicide awareness prevention, and the fentanyl awareness education. We are really hitting hard working with the FAST team, which is the preventative health and safety team, to focus on opioid deaths, who's being affected, is there factors that were missed that we could have helped them prior to the incident occurring, causing their death. We are continuing to work with schools to also talk about suicide awareness, drug safety, while giving them like a forensic 101 class with career days.
Right.
We're trying to get them in the beginning of deciding what to do with their career. So we kind of give them a heads up, and you know, this is what we do here. We offer internships, senior projects to come in, just get the feelers out and decide, do they want to go more towards the crime lab side, state anthropology side. It just helps them focus on a direction so they don't go far one direction, like college, get a degree, and you realize this isn't for me.
Right.
So give them that opportunity early. For the upcoming this year and the upcoming, we are still focusing on getting all of our death investigators ABMDI certified. This is a long process. It requires at least 640 points or work hours in the field running cases, autopsies. Once they meet that 640, they sit in for a four-hour exam, 240 questions, and upon completion, it's a pass or fail. It's not easy. They keep updating their tests, and the questions are getting harder.
Yeah.
Currently, we have only three members of our office are certified. We are still working on the other two and a half. We do have an open position, which was ABMDA certified, but has left now. Well, we're continuing on work, advancing a long-term workforce development and retention strategy focused on strengthening employee support, professional growth, and operational excellence within death investigation services. We're working to enhance the effectiveness and accountability. The office is expanding training initiatives that prepare investigators for courtroom testimony through our dedicated court presentation and testimony preparation. We are committed to sustained professional development through ongoing training opportunities and certifications tailored to both leadership and frontline staff. One of our goals in the upcoming year is to be fully integrated with the MDI log. MDI log is a national coroner's program or an ME's program. For the past 20 years that I've been in the coroner's office, we have we had one built by IT. We've had them do upgrades, but now it's just not good enough.
Wow.
And the man hours needed to make it better aren't worth. It's cheaper to pay for the software than to pay the man hours to build it up. Okay. However, Ada County has a contract with MDI Log that they've had for several years, because the smaller counties also need to use MDI Log. They hold a contract, and they will partner with us so we can use the software for free. Otherwise, outright, it would cost us $5,300 a year.
Okay.
But being able to take part with them, They will have administrative rights, but that's it. And we will use their program. In one of my line items, there are some accessories that we will have to purchase that will be, that will help us in our office, but there is no additional software cost.
Chairman, and you would, the way that the board policy is moving and will be hopefully set into policy is that any software that comes onto the system is vetted by our own IT to make sure that that interface?
Yes.
Okay.
It has been, Steve Webb, he did vet it.
Okay, perfect.
I wasn't sure, since I wasn't getting the software, if I should include it, but I can also include it in the attachments if you'd like.
Okay, appreciate that, thank you. We're just trying to get everybody on board that anything like that has to pass through IT.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
And moving on, there is an attached graph in there from the 2025 highlights. It showed how many, a four-year separation, how 2022, 23, 24, and 25, the types of coroner, how many coroner cases we took on, how many declined, how many autopsies we performed, cremation authorizations, hospice reviews, just to kind of give you guys an idea of the cases that we have been taking care of. 2025, we just closed out them for our annual report, so our annual report is not ready. But it's just a quick reference guide for now. And then also the second page of that graph goes into more detail of the, you know, deaths were the natural accident, suicide, motor vehicle, and so on. As I move on to the revenue section, we still hold contracts, autopsy contracts for Owyhee County, Gem County, and Payette. Payette is an all-time thing. They just, they needed one taken care of, so we did do one autopsy for them. But we estimate to do about 18 autopsies a year for Owyhee County, 4 to 5 for Gem. So we estimate a revenue of $28,500. That's usually the normal rate that we've been seeing year to year. And those rates for autopsies, they do vary depending on the type of examination needed. Those are the only revenues that we do bring in, so that's all that I have listed on the worksheet so far.
Okay.
Moving on to the A budget, we have moved back to an on-call schedule and not with shifts. So my overtime line item 412035 has dropped down to 15,000. It has been decreased from the year prior at 27,000. In the past, we have had comp time, and so we comp time for on-call. So we don't really have a starting point to know what an overtime would be for the on-call. I worked with Sarah, and we kind of got an estimate of where we should be hitting. Next year, we'll have a better idea of a more set level. I've been working with HR Director Danner for new or reclassification positions. In that memo that you see there, she has requested that the deputy coroner position be reclassified from a grade 12 to a grade 13.
And Chairman, is that with the educational, the AMDI, that, or is it just a move? Do they have to do anything, or?
It is a general move because of everything that they already need to know for the position. It is so much, and over the years, every county, they have agreed that the requirements are harder. It is a more complex job, and they should be, I don't want to say paid as such, but the requirements, the medical knowledge, the scene knowledge is just a equal, the right amount.
Marty?
I would also say that in a market comparison with Ada County specifically as our biggest competitor, if you will, for candidates for these positions. Ada, their deputy coroner, their title is totally different, but their deputy coroner sits at the grade that would be equivalent to our 13. And if you look at our exit surveys, they tell us that when we have lost people, we've mainly lost them to Ada. And it is specifically because of the dollar amount of which they're getting paid to go there, whether they have passed that requirement test or not. So this isn't the, they're leaving us not based on the fact that they have all of, we've gotten them all of this education and now they can get more at some other place. They're leaving us regardless because they can get more at some other place. So it does feel like we're a little bit of a training ground. Coroner Crawford is bringing them in. She's training them as much as she can. And then as soon as Ada has a position open, they're bolting to go there because it's as much as $5 to $6 more an hour, which is material for sure. So when that was part of the market analysis that I did to help in the justification for this request to reclassify them to a grade 13. Now, we are requesting this happen through the budget process and be effective October 1st. We're not asking it to happen before that. We're asking it to happen October 1st. This will cause for an increase for her deputy coroners as they sit today. So that's what sits in her reclassified line on her budget request.
And Chairman, did you include the comparative information from Ada County? And then if you did, I don't see it in here, but we're not Ada County. I like Ada County, and I never understand why people don't mind the comparisons or mind the comparisons, but because the tax base isn't the same, the population isn't the same, the forensic examiner's not the same, there would, in my mind, have to be a differential. There is a cost to commute, and so if people choose to do that, but to have a one-to-one comparison. So there was a lot of information packed in that. So let's start there. Was the comparison provided?
No.
Can it be provided?
I can certainly send you what they're paying their people, yes. But as we look at Ada, when I'm doing these market analysis and I look at Ada as our neighboring county, I recognize that they have a higher tax base. We try to keep our people within a certain percentage of what Ada is paying.
Correct.
And that this is doing that. Keeping the deputy coroner at a grade 12 here, the variance is so large into what Ada is actually paying their people and to what we are allowed to pay our people based on the way this position is graded. That's why the request for the reclass, so we can have the opportunity to pay them what more because the grade is moving up more.
And I understand,
so, yeah. You know, our minimum salary of which we pay through a grade 13 is not equivalent to their minimum salary. It is within that percentage base of what we're trying to pay percentage in comparison to them.
And it would be helpful if that information could be included with requests to reclassify that increase. You know, it's going to be a difficult year. So anything that can be provided to support that is always appreciated.
Mr. Chairman.
Yes.
I'm going to push back. I live 500 feet away from the Ada County line. The commute, your comments, and I could be wrong, but your comments are assuming everyone is living in Canyon County and having to commute to Ada County. Not everyone that is employed here lives in Canyon County. Some of them are coming from Ada County, so the commute could actually be shorter. Like, I think it would take me the exact same amount of time if I were an Ada County commissioner to get to the Ada County courthouse as it does for me right now getting to this courthouse. So I very strongly disagree with not looking at what Ada County is doing. I understand the argument that there are about twice the size of us, they have a much larger budget. Things typically do cost more in Ada County, but if you live in Ada County already, it's very attractive to look for something also in Ada County. So I am not going to discredit any data that's going to come from looking at Ada County.
And I wasn't suggesting that we do. That wasn't my point. My point was to provide comparative data, much like we've seen with the sheriff's office in looking at five agencies. So it's just, it helps support the request to see. And what's been provided in other, like, for instance, I'm referencing the sheriff, is the percent above or below those agencies. That's what my ask is. And I think Marty's already acknowledged that there was a percent that was below. I just think that information is helpful when people are looking at, and we're on the public record talking about salaries. Because the, I don't know even today what the average median salary is in Canyon County, but people get choice in where they live, and I understand your point. There's some people that commute both ways, so that is potentially a minor part of the argument, but to have supporting data, I think, is the right thing.
So we don't get down into the weeds about supportive data. I'm okay with the narrative being expanded that was supplied on the reclassification to give general percentages or something like that, but to borrow down into exact wage amounts that are being supplied by Ada County to their employees compared to our employees without a lot of more specifics is I'm uncomfortable with that information being posted, but I think it's better to have the generality of what the percentage differences are and where we're at.
Understood.
Is that okay?
And I hear what you're saying. I think we're asking for the same thing. I'm just saying that I don't even have a, you know, here's the wage that was paid. We're going to be, and there has been historically data provided, we'll be at 90% or 95% or whatever that percentage is. I don't know. I'm not the HR person or the,
okay,
the analysis person.
So I think, do we agree that Marty can just modify and add to her communication here on May 13th to the coroner? And
sure,
some percentages.
No, that'd be great.
Okay, all right, let's do that. All right.
Okay, and then moving on to the B budget operating expenditures. The majority of my line items will stay the same. The biggest, where did it go? Am I missing anything? Give me 1 second to find my note.
Hey, we're a captive audience. Take your time.
Okay, I found it. So the only two line items that are really changing is there was a computer equipment from the last budget year. It was, I believe, $7,900. I can't find my note. That is being dropped down to $0.
Right, 7,565.
PCs were upgraded per the recommendation of IT, so that line item is no longer needed.
Okay.
In the small office equipment, again, that's where I mentioned the accessories to go with MDiLog.
Okay.
Because that program has so many more capabilities than what we currently have, we are going to get an electronic signature pad for releases, and everything goes straight into the system, a barcode scanner, reader, printer. So now when we get personal property safekeeping items, we can barcode each individual one, and when they are signed out, scan each one. It's a better accountability of
Perfect.
Property.
I like that. That's great.
It's $1,100 from what I'm totaled up, but then we have to consider shipping, things like that. So I estimated a $1,300.
Okay.
The net difference between the 2026 B budget and the 2027 is negative $6,265.
Okay.
I have no capital improvements and no other items to add.
Okay. Just for sake of technicality, so you're on scene and there's valuables. Is the printer there? Are you generating the barcode thing there, or is it more back at the office?
Mr. Chair, it's back in the office.
Okay, all right.
Because a lot of things have to be inventoried, you know, brand names, quantity, and it's just too time consuming to do on scene.
Oh, I see. Okay.
And then, Chairman, I have another question, and we've talked about this in the past, but more on the facility side. But when you're doing the training and the internships and providing that base foundation for the deputy coroners, is there any agreement on retention? Like, if you get through this, you do the AMDI, you will work for us for a certain amount of time? Do we have anything like that?
Commissioner, we currently do not have one of those. I am working with Director Danner.
Okay.
Create one.
Perfect. Thank you.
I think under the marketplace that we find ourselves in, I think that would be a very prudent thing to do.
Mr. Chair, I would agree.
Yeah, okay. So I would strongly encourage you to work with HR and legal and get those agreements, because I really love the idea of educating our workforce and make them better for what they're needing to do, and I really hate doing that for somebody else just to scoop them up. So.
Yep, agreed.
All right. Questions, comments? I mean, this is, you lead the way in finding places to reduce, so woohoo, you win, all right?
I'll take that.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Any other questions, comments?
I don't, Chairman. I move we adjourn.
Let's ask the clerk, make sure they're good. Is it, you need any questions, comments on the record?
Chairman, Commissioners, no questions from us.
Okay, all right.
Okay.
All right.
Motion still stands.
Motion still stands.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. Let's consider ourselves adjourned. Thank you.